Welcome, everybody, and apologize for the slight delay in starting due to technical issues. really delighted to have with us Tara Blasco, who's talking to us from California, just north of LA, near Santa Barbara. Those of you who don't know, Tara has a PhD in pre and perinatal psychology from the Santa Barbara Graduate Institute, and has worked with Ray Castellino for many, many years and joined the Baber Clinic in 2001. And I first knew about Tara through a dear colleague of mine, Claire Dolby, who I used to go to for craniosacral therapy many, many years ago. And she introduced me to Ray's work at that time, and I did some work with him then too as well. So Tara is also a certified WIMS Around process workshop facilitator, and she's going to be talking today about the course that she's going to be running starting next Monday around the importance of us workers, people who work with families and babies, knowing our own birth history and being aware of that and more. So welcome, Tara. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you, John, for inviting me. And thank you, everybody, for joining today, and those that will watch the recording. So yeah, John, you did introduce me well. I could maybe add that I have been this year since I met. So let's start. My biggest inspiration for the work I do comes from Ray Castellino, my dear friend that passed in December 13, 2020. I'm still missing him tremendously. And maybe many of some of you also knew him. And so I had the privilege to work with him for this maybe 23, 24 years since I met him. And it has been changing my life. And one of the things that was interesting, and because you mentioned Claire Dolby, I thought I might mention this to introduce myself, is I was living in my country of origin, Spain. I am a psychologist, and I was also a craniosacral therapist. And I was translating Claire's and Franklin Seals and other people giving trainings there. And Claire one day told me about birth, and she told me about Ray Castellino. And she told me about, you know, exploring your own birth. And I said, wow, I would never want to do that. And I was struck by that comment, because I knew nothing about my birth. My mom died when I was 11. You know, nobody in my family did care much about these issues of birth. And so I was surprised that I had such a strong reaction to, no, I don't want to know. And so because I'm curious, I decided, oh, man, maybe I need to know. And so I took my, you know, my first WOMS around with Ray in England. That just changed me and opened a whole aspect of my life that has to do with knowing myself in this early life, early imprints. So, you know, in that WOMS around, I actually ended up exploring, I had no idea what I was doing, I ended up exploring the discovery of the pregnancy that my mom had with me. And later on, I explored many times the birth and the conception and, you know, many other aspects of my life. And I have realized that as I have been doing this work of discovery of these early parts of myself, I have become more grounded in who I am, like more secure in myself, like I know myself better, because these early parts were so active, actively running my life, but I had no idea they were, because they were all in the implicit. They were a part of the implicit memory. And so maybe I would say a few words of what implicit memory is, but I also want to say that because I mentioned the idea of the womb surrounds, some of you might be familiar with them, some others not, but I will just say that this was developed by Ray Castellino, and in the context of a small group, we gather and we create a safe container, like a safe, healthy womb, and we explore whatever our intention is that is important from our lives. And often, even if you explore things later on in life, often the origins are going to come in how our very early starting was. So they're going to come to, you know, to our birth, our conception, our first years, the history of our parents, how they were then, the history of our ancestors before. So all those aspects come naturally as we deepen into explorations of ourselves. And we touch what I was mentioning is these implicit memories. So implicit memories, I'm just going to take a breath. I wish I could see you all because I know you're there, but that's how, this is how it works in the webinar. So just explaining, because the question is, so how do I have these, we call imprints, these experiences of ourselves that they're so deep ingrained in us, and we don't even know that they are running us, and we think it's our identity. You know, let's say that I think I am too demanding, for example. I'm just making up an example. I'm too demanding, or I am too much. Let's say that example. Somebody might be going through their lives having that belief of themselves. That's our identity. I'm too much, or I'm not good enough. Or, I am a load for others. You know, I'm not wanted. I'm wrong. Something is wrong with me. Let me take any of those very early beliefs that we have, that we, most of the time, we don't even know where they started. They seem like it's so close to us that we think they are us. We think that's part of our identity. But as we explore, and that's why a practitioner, know thyself, as we explore our early times in life, our birth, our conception, and so on, we come to realize that a lot of these beliefs, and we can also call them imprints in us, they were started back then, depending on how we experience our coming into the world. So if we experience we were love and welcome and receive, we're going to have an experience of ourselves that we're lovable. If there were interventions, we were separated from our mom, or we hurt in our birth, or there was challenging, there's so many possible challenges, right, that can be there. There can be, you know, lack of oxygen. There can be, an emergency, C-section, resuscitation. I mean, I don't want to throw you all in a trauma loop here, naming the options, but there's so many things that can happen at the early, at our birth, that they are very intense. And so what happens is that those intense experiences leave an imprint, because for the baby at that time, a moment is forever. We don't have, we have not developed yet the sense of time as we develop later on. So something is happening for me. I receive it fully. You know, there's babies are so permeable, so sensitive, so right there in the little bodies. And in a way they're strong, but also very vulnerable, because they're, still getting used to change from the inner space of the womb to the outer. They're getting used to breathe, to have their heart going. I mean, there's so many things that change. The circulation of the heart changes when you cut the placenta. So there's all these things that change when the baby is born. And so they're in a very sensitive place. So whatever is happening then is going to have an impact. And, I like to refer to Emerson that says, I think it says like 80 to 90% of births are traumatic, from mild to severe, moderate to severe. So most of us have some degree of trauma from our birth, okay? And some of us had a wonderful journey, and that leaves an imprint also, okay? So the idea is that whatever happens there, it It is so intense that it's our first experience in life in this outside of the womb life, if we're talking about birth, that gives us the impression, okay, this is how life is for me. This is how I am in life. And we keep coming back and repeating these impressions through life, this sense of, okay, you know, the beliefs that I was mentioning before, I'm not good enough, I am too much, I'm not lovable, there is something wrong with me, things like that, okay? So going back to my story with Claire Dolby, when she told me, do you want to explore your birth? Or would you take a womb surround to explore your birth? I said, no way. And then I said, wow, why did I say that? I didn't have any idea. And of course, with the years to come, because then I took the training with Ray in England in the late 1999, the year 2000. And I realized, wow, I knew why I didn't want to know about it, because my birth had been very challenging. You know, I was born with something was used in Europe those days, that was pentotal. It was full anesthesia. You will have amnesia. You won't remember what happened. Your mom won't remember what happened, but the sensations of the experience were there. And the separation was also there. So that gave me a lot of information of how I would feel, you know, when I would come in a new place and I would feel not welcome and not received, or I had to do it all on my own. So those were the kind of imprints that my experience of my birth gave me. And what was very transformative is that realizing those imprints, I saw that I could relate to life from, because once I identified those imprints, I was also able to repattern them, which means to have the experience of being, understand that, but also receiving in present time what I didn't receive in the past. So receiving, you know, if I was lacking presence, awareness, love, connection, welcoming, those things that I didn't get just because of the circumstances of my birth. Nobody malintended to harm me. It's just the way birth was done, and they were not aware that the baby was a sentient being and the consciousness was there, even if the brain wasn't fully developed. But that's a whole other story, you know, how a baby can remember something when the brain is not fully developed. And, you know, there is a lot of research on that. My PhD, I dig some of on that. And just the idea that, you know, we are not just what we have recorded in the brain. There is a field of consciousness that we're part of. So sometimes even if the experience is not recorded in the brain, because the brain is still developing, the experience is recorded in our beingness, that is, you know, the consciousness, the conscious being that we are. And I like to think about the brain being like a TV. You know, you have a TV and you have the monitor, and sometimes we think that really what's coming through is what you see in the monitor, but the monitor is just a transmitter, but what's coming through is coming from another place that is bringing that information down. So that other place, the mind, consciousness, I think that's where we record those experiences, even when we don't have a brain at the same conception, or when our brain is not fully developed, because we know that the brain develops in the first 3 years and complete developing, you know, during that time. But even when we are born, we can register those experiences of our birth in that way. So my awareness of, wow, there was so much more in, I don't want to know anything about my birth than what I thought. And it opened a whole side of a inner journey and inquiry that brought me to California. I worked with Ray Castellino for you know, these 20 some years, work at the Beba Clinic, supporting babies and children to tell their birth story and other things. You know, we support them to bond and attach with the parents. It's a bonding and attachment clinic. And we're doing a research project this year, just seeing the effects of the work over the last 27 years that we have been operating. And we're getting really amazing results that we will present in at the end of the year. So we're with him, with Ray, at the clinic, but also womb surrounds and trainings. And once and over and over and over, it's always, I find this, how important it is for everybody to be aware of our birth and of the sequence of how we go through life. That's why, you know, I made a presentation with John, you know, a few months ago. And then, you know, I thought, okay, yeah, let's do a course, because that will give me more opportunity to explain, you know, to go deeper into these concepts and explorations. I would say that this is honestly an introduction. You know, exploring these topics can take time, can take, you know, months, years, and but we can really do a big opening into these explorations, and I will explain the course in a moment. So yeah, that's why I decided to design these a series of three classes. Okay, so let me see. Today is just a little bit of an intro so that you get to know me. You have a feeling if you want to work with me, and you might be experienced. You might be somebody that has been in the field and has done a lot of exploration already. My sense is that doing another round of going through this material might be useful for you to discover other layers of yourself. And for some of you, this might be super new, and then it will open, I think, awareness to some layers that maybe you want to start going into. And the reason why it is so important is because we are going to be acting and perceiving life anyway from these imprints, you know, from this, what happened in our experience. Obviously, we like to talk about the concept of blueprint. We come as a whole beings, you know, connected with our essence, our, you know, wholeness, however you want to describe it, sacredness, connection to spirit, soulness, your soul, however in your language you want to say that. So we come into incarnation, and that's where we are. We are that wholeness. We are that integral being. But as we get down into a life experience and we come into conception and later on birth and so on, we have to identify with something to have our journey in life, to have life experience. So we identify with some things in the field of our parents, in the, you know, in the generational aspects of our family. So we kind of glued some of that to us, right? Okay, I'm coming, I'm pure consciousness, I'm coming into incarnation, I get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, whatever is in my karmic exploration to do this lifetime, if that's you believe that we have several times, which I do, I think we come back. So this time around, I'm taking these experiences to learn through, to bring consciousness and love into them. And I am taking these experiences also when I am born. And so then whatever our birth journey is all part of our life experience to embrace in a way. Sometimes it was really hard. We all have, many of us will have a hard beginning. So I don't want to minimize, you know, the hardship that many of us went through, you know, as children. And yet again, we keep growing and we keep kind of, we call it pendulating, you know, going back and forth between those imprints and those life experiences and the blueprint, the essence that is always there of our real identity that we come back to refer to. We don't want to forget, because that's really our lighthouse in the middle of the navigation through life. So in that journey, you know, when I see professionals doing that journey, and I'm going to come now, I promise, to the content of the course. So when I see professionals doing that, what happens is that you bring more awareness to your journey. And then from a place of effortlessness, you can support others to do that because you support them from inside out. So as I know myself, in those places where I hurt, what I have experienced is that I start to understand, to integrate, to repattern, to bring them to consciousness and love. Then I sit with somebody else, an adult, a baby, a child, and I am, in my experience, bringing that to the meeting with the other. And so just by resonance, I am opening the field for the other person to explore their own journey and see where they hurt, see where they had imprints in this early life that they don't know how to navigate. Often they don't even know they have, because of what we said about implicit memory and then explicit memory and how we create a bridge. I also want to talk a little bit about that. So when I sit as a professional that have done some of this exploration in myself, and it is ongoing, of course, then I have a capacity of being present for the other. And that's kind of my invitation for this course, is to start, or continue, obviously, if you are already in the journey of doing this exploration, but to have a sense of how it has been your journey of birth. If you have children, how you, that journey has been in birthing your children, how it has been for them, how you can support them to integrate their journey. And so I will say here the concept that I was explaining how these experiences happen in the first part of our lives. We now know by science that they talk about implicit memories and how those are mostly, developed in the first 18 months. So that involves, your birth and you develop that kind of the right brain that perceive things through movement, sensations, taste, touch, all those things. But we don't have yet developed the logical part of our brain, the left brain, that is able to create a narrative. And that starts more with language, and every child is different, of course. But, around that time, some children start earlier or later, there is that starting to develop language, and you can start to develop a line of your life. I say, oh, this happened this and this happened that. And so that's when we are able to put together the experience, the sensations and the movements of the experience with an explanation, a narrative of what happened. When we are able to bridge that, that's when integration and healing happens. That's a very, very powerful, I think, awareness of that we have nowadays in the field of pre and perinatal psychology, neurobiology, the importance of creating a narrative to build a bridge between both hemispheres and to be able to integrate our lives. So this, is something that you can learn to do with babies, children, families. You can learn it to do it with adults. So in my offering here, these three classes, now that I gave a little context, what I would like to do is the first class, we're gonna, maybe talk a little bit more about these concepts, but, by now, let me see if I have some notes that I don't forget any of the things I want to do. In the first meeting, we will be exploring our birth or conception, whatever you feel more attracted to explore. And the session will be experiential. So I like for you guys to do a couple of exercises. And, all this work, it's very much based on all the years of working with Ray and the trainings that we provide. obviously won't be in depth as I do with the trainings, because it's over 2 years and a half, but it will be starting to have a taste of exploring your own birth and your own conception. And we will use a few exercises, okay, to start to do that. Then I'll be happy to answer questions and answers. And I will also suggest that you do an assignment in preparation for the second class. And so it will be just a collecting some information if you are able in the week in between, okay? And the second class, we will dedicate to explore how much we move through events in our lives to discover if they follow some kind of pattern. So we will do, we will be exploring how cycles happen in our experience. So we go from, we start things, we go to the middle and go to the ending. So we will explore, we talk about five cycles in every event in our lives. It's what happens before, what happened at the beginning, what happened in the middle, what happens at the end, and what happens afterwards. And we will observe if there is repetitions or tendencies of how we move in life. Like for example, I might have a tendency of running always late and having a lot of compression when I start my day, or when I start to do a talk, or when I start a trip or anything. So that might be a tendency I have. Another tendency could be that I don't want to finish. I think I gave that example before. At the end of a sequence, I just want to keep going on and on, because if I finish, I'm going to be in touch with the pain of the separation. And that is way too hard for me to do. So I kind of continue, people that they just, right when you're going to end, just being the next question and the next, and you can see that they just don't want to go. So, my heart goes to them, because it really, we do those things because there is a lot of pain underneath feeling what is to be separated, and many, many other examples we could give. But the idea is that we will bring awareness to our cycle, how we cycle in life through events. This is a fascinating topic. Ray Castellino brought this awareness to compare to our birth story. And I will say that just opened so many things for so many. So I want for you guys to have a taste of that, exploring your cycling. And after we have explored a little bit your birth in the first session, what I'll have a bunch of questions, what you know explicitly, what you don't know but might be implicit, and we can open up a little bit to that. Not too much. I mean, I have to be honest, we will do what we can do in an hour of work together. And there is so much that I can refer you to resources, Womb Surround, say that now everywhere in Europe, online, in the US, so that you can, or therapist that can help you deepen further into this if you need to. But the first in these classes, you will start to have a touch. So in the first of your experience of birth and exercises about that. In the second, your experience of how you cycle through events in life. And we'll do some, put some connections, make some connections to the birth imprints and the birth sequence, just starting, okay? And then the last class, I have gone back and forth if to make it about how to support you in working with babies or with older children, holding these ideas and these principles and guidelines, this awareness of the importance of birth. And I realized that the easiest is going to be that, depending on the group that signs up, we're going to be talking, we're going to be interacting, and questions and answers will come. And I will have a sense, and I will ask you if you are more intrigued to explore how to support babies in exploring and integrating their birth experience with their families, obviously, or if you are more inclined to the work with older children. You know, at the Beba Clinic, I have been working now 20 years with hundreds of families, both babies and children of all ages. So honestly, I have so much I could share that I'm going to respond to your need, because that's how I work in life. So it depends on what you would be more intrigued that I will dedicate the last class to. So I think that's kind of my introduction, John. I don't know if you have questions or you want to open it to questions.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if you've got any questions, please put them in the Q&A there or the chat. That would be wonderful. Thank you. That was great. Thanks, Tara. You mentioned about the 18 months and implicit memory, and that you're talking about 18 months from conception. So then...
Well, the research, right? They normally talk about from birth. The 18 right. months, they say the 18 months from birth to the child is 18 months old, and then from 18 months old to 3 years of age. That's when they're talking about implicit and then explicit memory. Often they don't talk much about the development of the brain and the implicit memory in utero, but I would say, of course, there is all that experience is also implicit, you know, all that it's coming through the senses. And, you know, we might have some impressions of our time in the womb, and they come through our implicit memory too. Yeah. Oh, you're muted. John, you just mute yourself. Yeah.
Sorry. Cassie is just asking if the class will be recorded. Yes, it will. They're always recorded. Sometimes we don't record things if someone asks us not to. So there might be a section in there if someone's sharing something confidential, and obviously then we wouldn't record it. So and the recording would only be available for people who are attending the course. Yeah. So it wouldn't be widely available apart from that. Cool. Great. Any other, Andrew's asking, could you speak a little bit about how the womb surround process can be done online?
Yeah, I can, because I'm doing so many of them right now. It's amazing that it can be done online. I resisted, when we went into the confinements and COVID, I resisted to do womb surrounds online. I had scheduled them in March, in April, in May last year. I have so many scheduled, and I canceled, postponed them all. And my colleagues, Ray Castellino and Mary Jackson, Ray started the first to do some online. And I was like, no, I don't want to do them online. It's like, how do you do touch? How do you hold space? How do you spend so much time on the screen? And I work through my resistances and I start doing them. And I done now three or four. I'm having one this month, another next month. I'm just doing them. So how they work is that we have developed a way to do touch that is actually amazing. You know, a lot of the work it happens in the energetic. So in a way, having to work on Zoom online is helping us develop our awareness of the energy in the field and not just the energy in the physical body. So that's a plus, even if we didn't want to have that, but that's what's happening. We are learning to become more sensitive to the energies. And one of the things, how we have resolved the topic of touch, because it's so important in a womb surround, is that I will ask, if I see appropriate, I will ask for the person permission. So could I come to sit next to you energetically? And, you know, the person might say yes or no. If they say yes, I will move with my energy and my body next to that person and sit next to them, settle with them. And amazingly, that works. You know, the person, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit, but every time I have done it, I have done that many, many times now. there is a sense of, yes, I feel your presence. Sometimes you need, you know, energetically giving a stronger contact until the person gets it. And so, you know, there, the person can regulate with you by the contact that you're giving them energetically. So that's quite a concept that we didn't think was that possible, but it is very possible. And then just, you know, we create the safety of the group just in the, you know, in the chat room. It's you know, there are guidelines. I won't say all of them, you know, how to do eye contact, how to use the principles of the warm surround that we use, that we're developing, and how they do some exercises in breakout rooms. But it does work. I mean, you know, we, after each of them, I get a lot of extraordinary feedback of how amazing that was and unexpected that was. So yeah, I hope I answered your question, Andres. Yeah.
Thanks. I think you said, Tara, that this course would also be suitable for other people, for parents and things like that, and doesn't just not just for birth professionals, right?
Yes, and it was Andrew. Yes, sorry for that. yes, you know, my sense is that everybody will benefit from having more awareness about our imprints and our early life. Of course, if you are in the field of, in a professional field working with families, I mean, really, it will be really important that you know. I love a story that my dear colleague Mary Jackson, we teach together. She always says a story of how her being a midwife, she had realized that whatever her own birth challenge was, she will be always having anxiety, thinking that that was gonna happen to the child. If she had a cord around the neck, she will have anxiety that the baby being born could have that. And until she realized that she was projecting her own history and differentiated and work her own stuff. And then when she would find the cord around the neck, she will be relaxed. She will be integrated in herself. And so she will be available to be in present time with the child, not just in her memory of her experience. So that's for professionals. But then everybody, parents, I mean, everybody, we all have, you know, relationships, some with children, with adults. Our imprints are playing all the time. I do a lot of couple therapy, support many couples in therapy. And I find that a lot of what is happening between both people is not coming from the present time. You know, we think you annoy me because you do this and I do that, and we get it like in present time. But often what I see is not what's happening in present time, is what happened in their early experience and is what happened in their ancestral experience. So how their ancestors, their parents were interacting with each other, we replay that interacting with each other in present time. So couples can benefit from this. Individuals, anybody that feels like want to know, have a better understanding of themselves can benefit from it. Yeah.
Thank you. So question from Susan. I just want to ask something first, Tara, which is you talked about looking at patterns of behavior, for example. I got your booklet many years ago, that wonderful booklet you did about looking sort of some of the signs that you might observe when you're working with babies, like, you know, hypertonus in the muscles or whatever it is. And I'm just wondering how this relates to, like, when you start to work with this material, what people might notice in their bodies, or what they might notice generally in their bodies, for example.
Yeah, I understand. Good question. You know, the thing is that all the memories of our experiences are in our bodies. Our implicit memory is in our body. So when we open the door for an exploration, the body is going to bring up some of those, like, finally, somebody's listening, you know, somebody is paying attention to this experience that I have been holding for 50 years in my body. So if you pay attention, the body is going to start showing the signs that might be related to the experience that it had, for example, at birth, either with some trauma, there might be, you can even smell the anesthesia in the room sometimes, if there was anesthesia, or feel, you know, the grogginess of the anesthesia, or feel, you know, the pain you have extreme, you know, you might have had a shoulder dystocia, and you will revisit the experience of that symptom in you. We don't dwell in it. We have you connect with resources, but the whole memory is there for you to bring awareness. Because again, remember I said the most important healing tool for trauma these days is to create a narrative between what happened that is implicit and your understanding and the context of how it happened. And that's to create a language for it. So yes, those symptoms might come up and we will help identify what is in there so that you can create you can understand yourself. You say, oh, that's what it is. And then when they come back again, just one more comment on this is like, it's not that you solve your birth trauma once and for all. You know, I, you know, go into places and touch aspects of my own history that I had no idea I was going to touch. And suddenly I feel something that feels really old. My response is bigger, more, the trigger is bigger than the present situation. So that's normally when I know I'm acting from an imprint of trauma. And once I know that, you know, a practitioner know thyself, the more you know yourself, the more you say, oh, that's what it is. Right now, I am remembering. I'm remembering that time. I remember how lonely I felt, how sad I felt, whatever it is. And so you bring that to, okay, little one, I'm going to hold you. I remember you went through this and you're not forgotten. I'm here with you. I'm taking care of you. I'm not leaving you behind. And then I'm going to see what, you know, the adult in me holding my little one is going to see, okay, what do I need to do today to create the circumstances? You know, what's my next step and so on. But yeah, those memories, yes, in short, those memories will come up and actually they are welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. So Susan asking, one of my clients seems to have very early memories in the womb and as a baby nursing. These come with a memory of being interfered with sexually. What should I do? I don't want to stir anything up too much. I know that Ray used to talk a lot about the window of tolerance, didn't he, when we're working with this kind of material?
Well, yeah, of course. Well, you know, I mean, that's a big therapeutic question. What I would say is that, you know, your client already knows that in this case, you're talking about that it was molested as a child. And I'm really sorry to hear that because that's really sad that that happens. But okay, so your client is aware of that. That memory is coming up. So first of all, you acknowledge that memory, because if it's coming up from the implicit, you acknowledge that, you let them process. You know, one of the hardest things with when there is molestation, sexual abuse, is that the child is alone, is isolated, don't have a support from other adults to acknowledge their experience, to protect them, to create safety for them. So first, you're going to need to, in my practice, what I would do is to acknowledge what is there. You are also going to have to create protection. That's a whole thing we teach in the training. You know how you might need to you know, hold a strong boundary towards whoever was the molester, and make in present time the experience of feeling safe and protected that they didn't have in the future. So something like, you are not allowed here, you are getting out of here right now, and you are not allowed to touch this child in that way ever. You know, you can just create in collaboration with your client, whatever it feels is going to give a sense of somebody is seeing them and is creating safety for them. And then you also might need to make an intervention and get them out of the situation. So that is, you know, a little bit of guidelines. It's a deep topic. It's more a topic of supervision, to be honest, but that's what I can say. And you know what John was saying, of course, you have to do it staying in the window of tolerance. And so, you know, you touch the trauma, you go to resources. But the truth is that she already knows. So I don't tiptoe around things, to be honest. If a client brings something and is in their awareness, I stay with them. I'm hold space for them. I create safety and help them come back to resources. Remember, I talk about blueprint and imprint, come back to the energies of health that they're there all along. And their need is a developmental need to feel safe and protected. So I will come with that. And when I do that with people with abuse history, it's just very, very transformative. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, so I think we're sort of coming up to time. If there any last questions, that would be great. Just to say then that Tara's class starts on the 5th of April. It's a Monday, so then it's three consecutive Mondays for about an hour. And you can get details at ourbirthjourney.com, ourbirthjourney.com. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Tara, for being here. That's really wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you in about 10 days' time.
Sounds great. Thank you, John. It was really a pleasure to be here.
Fantastic.
Thank you, everybody, for your attention and your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.